Merci beaucoup. Parce que je suis très contente d'être ici. Je suis désolée, je ne vais pas présenter en français parce que ma capacité n'arrive pas encore là. Alors, je vais présenter le module sur la démocratie en Europe en anglais, si vous permettez. Thank you, Rory, for your presentation and for your always kind words. This was really a very nice opportunity for me to have this questionnaire in 29 countries of the European Union, because this was part of my thesis, and I had no good questions to answer the questions I wanted to. So I had a good opportunity to find other scholars who were interested in the topic, and we managed to, for the second time only, to have this proposal into the European Social Survey. So this was really great news for me and a really interesting project. I basically will tell you a bit here about the main motivations we had when we decided to apply for the European Social Survey module, and the main choices we had to do in terms of concepts, formats, and so on, and then I'd go a bit through the main results of the survey. So why were we so interested in having citizens' attitudes towards democracy in Europe? The title of my own thesis is What's Democracy to European Union Citizens? So you see, this is really the main question we had. But looking around at the literature and when we started to work on the project, basically what we found it was that there were two kind of stories. On the first hand, there was a success story. On the other hand, there was a story of pessimism. And the success story was that democracy is a moral good, and everybody in the world seems to agree with the idea that democracy should be everywhere. And this was even more reinforced in the last years with this attempt in the Arab countries and so on to bring democratization in their own countries. On the other hand, however, when you read even in the very beginning of 2000, there is also a story of pessimism. Because on the one hand, there is a lack of consolidation on newly democratized countries. You see again the example of the Arab Spring. None of the countries really was able to democratize or consolidate fully as a democracy. But also in fully established democracies, there is a kind of challenge today on how democracy is performing, and lots of crises of criticisms against the performance of democracy. This, for example, is very well reflected in an issue of The Economist, which simply asks what has gone wrong with democracy. And in particular, in Europe, which are clearly the more established democracy, with some others, the big challenges were that there was kind of an erosion of national democracy. There was shifting power, clearly, from national government to supranational agencies, such as the European Union, for example, who were not clearly accountable as political actors. And many decisions were imposed, and from Spain, you see how the situation is in Spain, and people really started to be very angry on the European Union imposing decisions which were not being accepted by the Spanish citizens. And increasingly, we could see that there were populist mobilizations in many European countries. We could see this perfectly well in the last European elections, but also a withdrawal from politics from the citizens and really political cynicism. People are really quite angry with how their democracies work, even if not everywhere. Since I'm from Spain, I can really see how people is angry. So this were, on the one hand, from the literature, on what we could see when reading about the topic. When we go with the existing data, what we could see is that there is, again, a story of success and a story of pessimism. On the one hand, 90% of the Europeans strongly agree with the idea that democracy may have problems, but it's still better than any other form of government. And these were data from 2009. But On the other hand, and this is more a kind of pessimism story, only 48% of the Europeans are very or fairly satisfied with the way democracy works in their country. And these are data from Eurobarometer 2012. So you see again that everybody seems to agree with the idea that democracy is good, but they're not really happy with how it works. So there's a kind of dichotomy between these two ideas. However, until the European Social Survey module on democracy, these were basically the main figures we had to work with and to investigate on Europeans' attitudes towards democracy. So our main question was, what if we try to have a more specific view and a more detailed view on what really citizens think democracy should be, on the one hand, and on how they evaluate the different aspects in their democracies. So this is what we tried to do with this new module. And to do this, we had to do lots of choices. It's not really clear. Sorry, the first one is conceptual. Basically, what we tried is to have a concept of democracy as broad as possible so as to include, on the one hand, all the different meanings people could have in their minds when talking about democracy, and on the other hand, evaluations of all the different aspects in a democratic system. So we distinguished between six dimensions, I think. On the one hand, the electoral dimension, the liberal dimension is not very clear here. I think something swapped around, but still you can have a view on what we try to do. Then we distinguish the social dimension, the participatory dimension, the inclusiveness dimension, and finally the way this type of democracy should be implemented in terms of representation. So on the one hand, this was our conceptual choice. On the other hand, we clearly distinguished when thinking and designing the questionnaire between two aspects. On the one hand, meaning, so what people really think democracy should be, and on the other hand, evaluations, and how they evaluate each specific aspect of their democratic system. The idea was that we could combine both and to have a kind of measure of legitimacy. I'm not presenting this here. This is what we are trying to do now in a publication we are working in. But we really needed these two parts of the measures or the attitudes. I always say I need to drop this slide, but I never do at the end. However, this was surely a very difficult task to have a list of questions on this topic. Surely the most problematic, I think, for me at least, was to translate all these difficult concepts into questions which would have been understood by my grandmother. This was really, really a hard task because we are political scientists and we think in abstract terms, but we really have to reach the average citizen. So for me, this was, I think, one of the most difficult things because you assume people understand, but this is not really true. And I think Rory already went through all of this already, so I won't discuss them more in detail here. If you have any question, please just interrupt me. So at the end, what we had is a list of items asking about meaning, how important each of the attributes of democracies is for the citizens. Using this card, please tell me how important you think it is for democracy in general. This is particular for national elections are free and fair. And it's exact equivalent for the evaluations, as Rory just showed you before. So going now to the presentation of a bit of data. The first question we just wanted to answer or we were interested in is how much democracy then? Is it true that really Europeans tend to support democracy or think democracy is the best system ever? This is data representing average mean for the country to the question of how important is it for you to live in a democracy. As you can see, support for democracy seems to be overwhelming in almost all European countries. There are only, I think, like four countries whose mean is below 8, it's Russia, Ukraine, Lithuania, Czech Republic, but for all the others, the average is much over 8. So it seems that indeed we're confirming what previous studies just said in the past, and that's people like democracy. The question now was, is it real support for democracy? Are they really supporting a democratic option of democracy, or is it just that they are satisfying or saying democracy is good because it's something they should say when answering a survey? So what our second question was then, what type of democracy do they support? Or what is it that they like in a democratic system? What I'm presenting here are the individual items for each of the dimensions. This is the electoral dimension. You can see that, in general, citizens are quite demanding with democracy. When you ask them whether these elements are important in a democracy, most of them tend to say that they are really important in a democracy. And this is the case for almost all attributes, except for the last two, deliberation and responsiveness to the European Union. And this last item is very interesting, in particular in the actual context we are now, because we ask people how important they thought it was important that their country took in consideration other citizens in the European Union or other governments in the European Union. And you see, this is not quite important as the other items. So it seems that in terms of democratic legitimacy in the European Union, it's not really they are talking about democracy at this level. What happens with the liberal dimension? This is even more important, as it seems, for the Europeans as the electoral dimensions. All the items have a mean higher than 8 for almost all groups of countries. So again, it seems that citizens are really demanding with democracy and expect that it would deliver almost everything. Finally, these are the social dimension and the direct democracy dimension. And again, you see that the means are quite high for all of them. What does it mean, then, that there's no distinction? Citizens just want everything to be delivered from their democratic systems. We try to investigate a bit more on how citizens conceptualize democracy and whether there's a shared understanding of democracy across Europe. When what we did is to follow the necessary condition logic, and basically what we did is to record all the items, considering that if a respondent answered 10 in the scale, this was really a necessary condition, and all the other 0 to 9 was not a necessary condition. And we ran afterwards mock analysis to see how the different items were related to each other and whether they belong to the same scale. What we got is quite surprising and amazing, basically because we found that all across Europe, citizens understand democracy the same, in the sense that there are three different scales which do not mix to each other. We have one liberal democracy index, one social democracy index, and one, of course, this is a single item, is a bit more complex, but at least for the liberal democracy index, this is shared by all citizens. The only difference across countries and among citizens is the number of items they consider as be defining democracy. So for some citizens who have a very minimalist definition of democracy, it's only equality before the law and free elections, which are the key attributes of democracy. For some others who have a very broad conception of democracy, instead, it's all these 12 elements which are important in their definition of democracy. So you see, there's a shared understanding of democracy, but there are lots of differences on which specific elements are important for the citizen in how they define democracy. This was quite a surprising finding. I have to say that this is repeated all across Europe without any variation. So, summarizing this, three indices you have here, the average level for each of these three indices, basically the number of attributes which are considered as necessary conditions for democracy across countries. And you see then here what seems to be look very much the same at the very beginning is quite different now. Since you have countries for which everything is very important, but you have countries for which one of the dimensions is very important and not the others. And, for example, some others at the very end, which are for which almost none of the dimensions is very important. So you see, you get much more variation on how citizens understand democracy across Europe. Going now to the evaluations, this is again the electoral dimension. What you see here at first sight is clearly that whereas meaning and importance of the different attributes of democracy is very high, evaluations are quite low. So there's quite a high discrepancy between what citizens want from democracy or expect democracy to be and what they get at the national level. And this is true for all the attributes of democracy, even if there are lots of variations across groups of countries. You see clearly that in Northern Europe, citizens seem to be evaluating democracy much better than in the other groups of countries, especially in Southern Europe and Central and Eastern Europe. Still, evaluations are always much lower than the importance they give to the different attributes, and this is especially the case for the social dimension or the social attributes of democracy, where the means are clearly the lowest, and even below 5 in Southern Europe and Central Eastern Europe. So it seems that there is much ground for improvement in almost all democracies. This is just summarizing. We constructed the same indices we had for the meaning with the evaluations to see how it looked like on the side of the evaluations. And what you see here basically is the graduation from well-performing democracies according to the citizens to lowest-performing democracies. Yet, with no surprise, obviously, you find Ukraine and Russia at the very bottom. What is a bit more surprising, maybe, is to find Italy on this side. I don't see what's white. It's white, no. So the blue is liberal democracy index. Sorry, it's because I lost one of the lines here. I don't know if you can clearly see them. Not really, no. It's a white. So you see there's a lot of variation also on how people evaluate their democracies, and it seemed to be quite an interesting thing to study. Lastly, what I wanted to show you here is how the measures we have constructed relate to the established measure of democratic performance. With regard to citizens' understandings of democracy, we had two different expectations. On the one hand, we thought that citizens from more qualified democracy who have been experiencing democracy for a long time would have higher demands or higher expectations with regard to their democratic systems. And therefore, there should be a positive relationship between having between citizens' demands for democracy and democratic performance. But on the other hand, there was the opposite expectation, more reading into Norris and the idea of critical citizens, that countries which do not work very well as democracies, citizens might not be very happy with what they have, and therefore they might raise their expectations with regard to what democracy should deliver. And therefore we expected a negative correlation if this was to be confirmed. What we get here is not very a strong correlation, but still it seems to be more in line with our second expectations that people who live in countries where democracies are not performing really well tend to be much more demanding with democracy than people who live in countries where democracies perform quite well. With regard to the evaluations, of course, the expectation here was that citizens tend to evaluate democracies as they perform, and you clearly see that our indicators tend to correlate quite highly with established indicators of democracy. There are interesting cases, and here I think there is much ground for research, of cases which do not fit at all or do not fit as closely with established indicators of democracy. And here we might wonder whether it is citizens who are particularly pessimistic about the functioning of their democracies, or it's established indicators which are not really capturing how democracies are working in these countries. Lastly, what we were interested in was to see whether the economic crisis was hitting so hard democracy so as to make citizens' evaluations of their democracies really bad. In other words, to see whether it was economic performance or democratic performance which matters most in determining citizens' evaluations of their democracies. Here it seems that we have some kind of good news, even if not completely good, but it seems that the relationship between democratic performance and citizens' evaluations is much stronger than between their evaluations and economic performances. So it's still how democracy works in the country which matters most in determining their evaluation. But of course, this is only a point in time, so we are not sure of how this large crisis is going to affect citizens' evaluations in the long run. So, concluding, what we found in this very first analysis of the data is that Europeans are not one and the same, and even if there is strong support for democracy as an ideal, it seems that not everybody seems to support the same idea of democracy or the same attributes of democracy. With regard to the evaluations, they differ much across countries, but they differ much across aspects of democracy as well. So here is really an interesting instrument for the governments, I think, to check what's not going very well in each of the countries. As for the European Social Survey data, I think they really provide a precise account of how democracy should be according to the citizens, but also, and more importantly, maybe, is a precise qualification of European democracies. And it's really the citizens who are the main consumers of democracy at the end who become the true experts of the evaluations. So thank you so much. I think I'm done.